Let us begin the Perek Elu Mafsikim. So remember, Lo Tekaleh Pa'at Sadecha means your single sada and its Pekutzrecha. So that means we have to define what is a sada that is being niktzar as a single sada. If you've got something that breaks that field into two different ktsirot or two different sadot, let's say, for instance, you've got two different minim that you're growing in that single field, you're not going to be able to leave one peah because it's a totally different ktsira. But there's a lot of things that will break up a field. And if you cannot do the ktsira at one time, so let's say in order to continue the ktsira, you're going to have to bring a truck to get your tractors across a highway and then continue the ktsira or something like that, then that is mechayev you on a separate peah in each and every one of these sections, even though as far as you're concerned, it's all one piece of property, but it's not one sud as far as the Torah is concerned, if it's mufsak. So what type of things are mafsikim lepe'ah? Because if you would actually have left pe'ah in one section for another section, it would be a tremendous problem because that would not really be pe'ah for the second section at all, that's for sure. But it would also create problems. The extra peah doesn't have a din of peah. And because of that, it would be chayev in trumas and maisras. And now you could end up in completely messing up these aniyim. Half of it is chayev in trumas and maisras. Half of it isn't. Some of it was for a field where it had a din of peah. Some of it was being left for a field that wasn't. So therefore, you have to be careful to make sure that you don't leave two peahs in one field for another field. That's not an eitzah. And therefore, that's just a question of how much. That's not the point, because there it would be prorated anyway. But the point is to make certain that you leave completely separate peahs in order for it to have a din of peah. So what type of things are going to make that kind of division in a single field that turns it into two completely different fields? So, elu mafsikim lepe'ah, and we're talking, by the way, and this is very important because otherwise the mission makes no sense. We're talking only about pe'ah from fields here of either grains or kidneyot, but things that grow like all together in a field that you do the typical ktsira on. If we're talking about fruit trees, and we already learned before that the lashon of ktsira over here is used loosely, and that you definitely do leave pe'ah from etzim as well, but the hafsakot in an orchard are totally different than the hafsakot in a soda. And that's going to explain a lot of strange things in the Mishnah that otherwise seem to be unnecessary. This would be so exciting that even Menachem, you would think, would open his eyes to make sure that he sees them. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. So if you have a nachal, remember we always have machlokes about what a nachal means. We know that from nachal etan. Okay, so the Bartanura says over here, a nachal means a flowing river. Right? So if you've got that going through a field, either side is considered to be a separate field. And it doesn't matter how wide this river is. It's the very fact that you've got this flowing water, or it means, according to those other shitas, that Nachal Eitan doesn't mean water. It means like a ravine. It's something that you cannot use your tractor in, and therefore you're not able to cultivate it properly, and it's basically rocky, and it may be completely dry, but it's rocky, and therefore it wouldn't be part of your field, because you cannot do your katsira in that nacha. Now, what about a shelulit? So it's a machlokas over here, exactly what shelulit means. So according to the Bartanura and just about everyone else, he paskins that shlulit means, this is a machlokas actually in the Gemara, in Baba Kama. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. And he takes the approach that Rabbi Yochanan gives, and he says that it's essentially a amatamai. So it's a canal, that pet goes through, and it's not the same as a river. It's just like a thin water channel, which is usually one ama. And basically, if it's a river, even a shulit would be sufficient. According to Shmuel, a shulit is essentially a puddle, which is what it usually means. And therefore, the concept of the shulit here would be an area that's depressed, and that every time it rains, it gets filled with water. And that was the way Shmuel was learning. So according to that, if you're going to learn that even that is enough to be a hefsek in a sada, so then it would mean if you hold dafka, a real, like Rabbi Yochanan, a real cut channel, just a puddle is not going to be considered to be at all a hefsek. Then we have a derech hayachid and a derech harabim. So derech hayachid, we know, is normally, as the Gemara says, Bava Basra.
What? Did Rebbe want to present the alternative to Rebbe Avadya Bar Tanura? What's the other approach?
I said Shmuel.
Ah, okay.
Shmuel and the Gemara. And there are, the Rush says that it's Shaykh that the Breitold, on the Mishnah, the Breitold goes like Shmuel. You're right, I should have mentioned the Rush. But most of them, first of all, the Mishnah Gufa, say that it's going like Rebbe Yochanan. So the derech hayachid, remember, is 4 amos, and the derech harabim is 16 amos. So either one of those drachim are considered to be a mehefsek. Now here is where we have our first example of, I mean, isn't it obvious that if a 4 ama road is a hefsek, so a 16 ama road is obviously a hefsek, so why would I have to read both of them? And here is why I mentioned the halacha about the trees. We're going to see in the upcoming Mishnah that trees are not included in these hafsakas. And in order to be mafsik in an orchard, you need to have a completely different type of hafsik. So some of the things that are listed in this Mishnah are listed in order for the Mishnah that comes later to say all of those things are only a hefsek when it comes to Zrayim, Kitnias, Tfua. But when it comes to trees, they are not. So if I wouldn't have mentioned the Derech HaRabim, I wouldn't know that a Derech HaRabim is not considered to be a hefsek for Eitzim. So therefore, when I have a lesser shear followed by a larger shear, the lesser shear is coming to tell me that even a smaller shear is good enough to be mafsik for Zrayim, and the larger one is there to tell me that even a larger shear is not good enough to be mafsik for Eitzim. And therefore, all of these strange combinations in the Mishnah, which seem to be, I mean, if I know that, I certainly know this. Now, if I know, let's say, a water channel, so certainly I know a river, yes, but you need to have both shiurim. So there is a remez here in the end for what is not considered to be a shear for Eitzim. So shvil harabim u'shvil hayachid, but a shvil and a derech are not the same thing. A shvil, first of all, it's even narrower, but here it has a different shear because it's only considered to be a hefsek if people always use it. So if it's kavua bimota chama and bimota geshamim, then even a shvil, what exactly the difference is between a shvil and a derech, the truth is that the simpler way of understanding it, since there's no specific shear that's given, is the way the Ravid explains it in Matone Sanin, in which he says it's a question of where it goes, not how wide it is. A road means something that people take between two cities. And a shvil is something that they just take in the valley to go from one field to a field they may have further down. So it's a farm road, so to speak, as opposed to a road that actually goes somewhere. These roads don't really lead anywhere in particular. That's how he understands it, which is a much clearer distinction. So if it's kavua bimota chama bimota geshamin, even a shvil would be enough. And again, that would say, okay, so what do I need to know? Derech, again, because the derech I need to know because of the Eitzim, because of orchards. Habur, Vihanir, Vizera Acher. So if you have a boor, that means it was completely undealt with. It's just plain raw land. It's fallow land. So let's say you have a strip of boor, or even if you have a strip of near, which means it was plowed, but it was never planted. So that indicates that you're not viewing this as one katsira, because why in the world would you have left a strip of something else in between? So therefore, it separates the katsira on one side from the katsira on the other side. And therefore, you need to bring two completely different payas. As far as how wide it is, that's a big machlokas rishonim based on how to understand the Yerushalmi here. Okay, so we won't talk about that. Peya Mishnah Perek Beis. So Vizera Acher, I missed, first of all, and also I skipped the next Mishnah. So if you planted a completely different type of species, so like you've got a whole strip that goes down with a different species, then even though on either side of that different species, and basically the shear that most of the Rishonim say is two amas of different species in between, separates the same species that are on either side into two completely different fields. Now, there is the sheet of the Rambam who holds that if you have a very large field, it's a different shear than if you have a small field. Okay, but that's a specifically Rambam shita. Now, kotzer l'shachat. Now, suppose, remember that they used to, if you had animals, they would actually do an early katsira that wasn't yet usable. It was premature, but it was just what animals like to eat, which is called shachas. And if you do that where it's less than one third grown, it grows back fully and you get the full benefit of the animal field. And if you do that in between, so then remember we actually had this discussion in Menachos. Is that considered to be the beginning of the whole katsira, or is that considered to be an actual different field? So if it's the beginning of the katsira, the fact that a single katsira is spread over months and that you did the beginning of it when it was premature for humans, but you're going to continue it later, so then that's all one field. It's just that you started doing the katsira of the field early and you're going to complete it with the katsira later on. So as the Gemara was medayik in Menachos, Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that. He holds that, no, it's actually a completely different katsira. And because of that, it's mechalik, the two parts on either side. But the Chachamim say, no, it's considered to be part of the same katsira, which you're going to continue later on because it's going to grow back. That's the whole point of shachas. And therefore, eino mafsik, unless you went ahead and you replowed it. But if you didn't plow over it again, so then it's considered to be part of the same field. Obviously, if you replowed it, so then it would be the same as a soda that was near in between two sodas that you were actually plowing and planting. And that would be a separate base for Hafsaka that we saw earlier in the Mishnah. Perek, Beit, Mishnah, Beit. Amat Hamai, She'ina Yechola Lehikatser. Now, basically, this is a new shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as we're about to see, because we spoke about an Amat Hamayim before, if Shlulit is an Amat Hamayim. And that was the approach of just about everybody, the Rav, the Rosh learned that way, the Rosh learned that way, in terms of how to explain the Mishnah. So over there, what are we saying over here, the Amat Hamayim? And Rabbi Yehuda here adds something new, and that is only if it's Eina Yechola Lehikatser Ke'achat, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mafseket. So this argues on the way we had before in the Mishnah, that any Amat Hamayim is Mafsek. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only mafsik, that is a machlokas about what Rabbi Yehuda exactly means. Does he mean if you're standing on one side, you won't be able to reach across to be kotzer the other side? Or does he mean if you're standing in the middle, you need to be able to reach either side from the middle. Okay, so that is actually Machlokas Rishonim. But anyway, it's not the same as the Tana in the first Mishnah, because there we didn't give any specific size. We said that it was the very fact that you have something that is clearly not the same field, and it isn't because of the limitations of your Katsira. It's that it's visually a different field. Mashenkin, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it has to be consistent with the ideas of the other Hafsakas that we spoke about, in that it prevents a Katsira, which could be called a single Pekutzrecha. But if you're able to stand in the middle, maybe, and be reaching either side, or maybe on one side and reach the other side, then it's not mafsik. Now, this next piece is a takeoff. We actually have spoken about this in our Yerushalmi learning, but in the next piece is a takeoff on the pasuk in Yeshayahu. So it's not quite clear what it means. So the pasuk in Yeshayahu uses the word v'chol harim asher b'ma'ader ya'adelon. Okay. So what that means is not clear. The pashtus is, it's all of the mountains that you can't get a tractor up the side. So therefore, the only way that you're going to be able to utilize this land for growing is by taking a hoe and just doing it by hand. So you'd have to do it b'ma'ader, and then it would be ya'aderun. So this poetic description over here, if it's meant literally, so then it means if there's a hill in the middle of the field, and if the hill is such that you're not going to be able to get your tractor or your equivalent tractor pulled by your plow being pulled by your shvarim, they can't get up this hill. And therefore, you will use the hill, but meanwhile, you're going to use your tractor, you'll do the whole field, and then when you're finished doing the plowing, you will gradually schlep up the hill, and you'll do it all by hand. So that type of thing, people see it, and they say, oh, is that considered to be a sedeh nir, or it's actually a sedeh bur, because I haven't done anything with it yet, and that would be mafsik, the two sides of the hill? No, because everyone sees that hill as, oh, this poor guy, boy, he's going to be busting his back doing this hill. But they know he's going to be doing it, and they know that the normal way to do it is that you're obviously going to first use your plow, and then you're gradually, you'll do the hard stuff last, because that's human nature. You're not going to start with your back-breaking work on the hill. And so, therefore, it's not considered to be a hafsaka, because it's clearly part of the same field, which is very different than a strip of land that you bedafka left out. So there, af al pi she'ena bakar yachol avor bekelav, even though you can't get your tractor over it, it would still be notein pe'a lakol, since it's evident. Anyway, that's the very literal meaning of it. There are many mefarshim who say that doesn't necessarily mean a hill. It could be anything where the only reason for it's not having been worked is that you cannot get your plow into it, and therefore it's going to be done by hand. But it's not similar to the case we had before. If you say nachal, that is not suitable even for hand planting. You're not going to be able to, a rocky nachal. But here we're just talking about something that it's inconvenient. So somewhere, even if it's not a hill at all, it could even just be a patch of land that's very hard, and it has to be worked more than your plow is going to be able to do it. So, okay, you're going to get back to it maybe with a jackhammer. But the point is, you will be working it, and therefore, it's not considered to be a hefsek.